This episode is brought to you by Financial Care Corporation and sponsored by South African Insurance Association.
What is that? Asibekimlomo.
Asibemile.
Asibemile.
Yeah, no. How? Asibeke imilomo.
Oh.
Asibeke imilomo. Kona balambile.
Kona balambile. Kona balambile. You know, they say if you can't take a hip hop song and do it like that, then it's not South African.
Oh,
if you can't sing it with the claps, nah?
Yeah, like Blackie. Hold me tight as I am. Oh, no, that's African. Which one can't you do that?
I got it. Jesus. Reminds me of a certain radio show. They used to do that a lot. Remember?
Which one?
Bush and Neo.
Is it?
I remember that.
You remember, right? Bush and Neo on YFM.
They remixed every song. Like,
Bush was the producer. Yeah, the Drive show. Yeah.
The Drive.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I was too busy kicking the asses.
Where?
In the ratings.
At midnight. During midnight, we were all sleeping.
Anyway, and now, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Yes, yes, yes. Coming at you live from David Mashabela Studios. If you want to use these studios, like we always say, just email podcast@mashabela.co.za. It's that simple.
Opportunity is out there.
How many people have wanted to book the studio? More than 100? 1,000? Oh, 500!
500! Wow!
Wow!
Yeah!
Wow!
Jesus!
Yo! Blowing up! Like you never thought it would. Same number, same address, same hood. It's all good.
Okay.
You
know? Okay. Crazy yo.
The studio's amped up.
Peace.
Well, but honestly though, speaking of numbers, even those guys, they had crazy, because you see those guys were our old friends who had the studios in Newtown, the Amp Studios.
Mm-hmm.
They'd went to like your old employers, Highfeld.
Yeah, if you love Mashabela.
Mashabela loves you.
Yeah. Those guys.
Those guys. They pushed on like mainstream radios, and then
and do you know how much they gave
the
them?
Podcast.
Do you know how much they gave them?
Mm. What?
3 million.
They gave the Prime Media guys 3 million.
3 million for their campaign.
For their campaign.
And then they gave us like probably like 1% of that.
Mm.
No, it can't be 1%.
How much is 1% of 3 million?
1% of 30,000. 300,000 is 10%.
10%.
1% is 30,000.
Okay, it was less than 10%.
Oh.
Okay, but definitely.
So it was like 0.1%, like 3,000.
That's before you knew your worth, though. We're not buying that shit now.
You know?
Yeah, anyway, they gave us like, they gave us, even though I was not here, less than that.
Yeah.
But 90% of the people who went and wanted to book that studio in Newtown quoted Podcast and Chill.
Exactly. There was only one person who went from Prime Media.
Yeah, who said, oh, I heard it on the radio. That
and so this day, there are some people who watch old shows and go and still like... Hit
yes,
us up
you punt them,
and say,
right?
"Oh, yeah. can we also get to?" And you're like, "Now you can't edit that part out, you know."
Yeah.
But anyway,
the numbers are crazy. Even Ollie's
for real
have skyrocketed. Yeah,
jeez, what's she sitting on now?
Okay, before I mention, she's got a few people who just decided to give her money.
Mm.
You?
Someone PayPal'd her.
Mm.
Wait for it. $700.
What?
That's like $10,000.
That's $10,000. That's 9,800 rands and something.
Was it the
Mahala?
Mahala.
Was it the 5FM DJ or the Gagazi DJ? Which one was it?
Hey,
we don't know. Maybe we need to open a PayPal account.
It was a chiller. I definitely know it was a chiller.
It was a chiller.
You know, just from being on the show.
Who was just blessed?
Yeah, even though on the OnlyFans, she doesn't show her subscription because she doesn't want people to pocket watch and do her maths. But she did gain like almost 1,000.
What?
1,000 fucking subscribers.
Look at that.
And right now, her OnlyFans, when you subscribe, the first subscription is $15. That is 280 rands.
Hectic.
$15, let's say $15,000.
Did the episode land there? Because I was a bit skeptical. I was a bit scared about that episode. Because you know, people in this country aren't open minded.
Oh, you know? They want to cancel us and judge us. No, and say, cancel how us, do you objectify a woman?
Yeah. But how was it? How was it though?
No. It did what it had to do.
It landed.
Yeah, it landed very well.
I think it was an eye opener for a lot of people. Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. That was dope. Yeah. And please, people must stop searching for my sex tape. I see it's the most searched there on X videos. Open, you guys, sex tape. Don't worry, it's not out there. You're not gonna find it. And no amount of bag. People ask me how much.
Hey, but this fucking podcast of yours, guys, is gonna get me dumped.
Wow, what happened?
My woman was not happy. Hey.
Why wasn't she happy?
Look, I haven't spoken to her since the episode dropped. I'm in the dog box. Yours wasn't.
You're in the doggy box. It's not just a dog box after
it's
that episode.
Doggy.
It's a new dog in the doggy box. Now, mine also is not happy, but we spoke. I think one thing about my relationship is communication. Like, this is the work I do. This
so what did she say about you sharing now, like showing everyone the your tape, you know?
She wasn't happy because she doesn't even know the tape. Right? She doesn't even know the tape. It's with someone who I was with before.
Oh, and so it's course, not her.
Yeah, no, it's not her.
Why do you still have it?
I would never show you a tape, a sex tape.
Of someone you're currently
with. Of someone I'm with, and you've met the person or you know the person. So I wouldn't. I'd never do
that. But why do you still have the tape? Is it a throwback?
Because it's like one of the best porn movies I've seen. I mean, really, guys. Right? What
so
kind of question?
We need Wi-Fi. Were you not searching for your own files, Kahle, that side?
Before then, I was still buying lighting. I wasn't actively shooting. You know? But yeah, enough about that.
But
police numbers have been, huh?
Would you consider starting your OnlyFans and all you do is just rate OnlyFans girls on that?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Hey.
Should I?
Yeah.
Should I?
No, but I think the fair part is that you need to release your tape then.
No, no, never.
Because how dare you rate others when we can't rate you?
Because I've been.
Why do you want to rate me? You've already seen the tape. Why do you want
to
rate me?
But I want others to also see. Yeah. You know? People now depend on me. Well, and I'm trying to erase the memory.
She's got ulterior motives, this one.
She does.
She wants to see it again.
You can see it again. It's fine.
Just ask.
She's got a problem of not asking things directly. Even Colin Fega, she literally asked, Colin, please help me improve my broadcast skills. But she didn't say that, right? She says, how do you suck it? Like, yeah, I see you. No, I can't judge OnlyFans without having an OnlyFans who I'm fucking. I mean, we've got idols judges who can't sing, and they're judging people who sing. So I think I can. That's a dope idea.
Yeah. Let us know in the comment section. Okay. Drop a fire emoji if you want Saul to start his OnlyFans, where he's reviewing only other fans.
And please, guys, don't forget. People always say, "Oh, Saul knows a lot about a lot of things." But the day I showcase that I know a lot about porn, also, it's like the only thing I decide to remember that I know a lot about.
Yeah.
Right. It's still Saul. I know a lot about a lot. I don't live for porn. I'm not all about that. Come on now.
Yeah, because people was like, you're really engaging.
No.
That episode, you were like there.
And my woman
asked sometimes
me,
you fall
right?
asleep. We don't hear you.
And my woman did ask me, she's like, how much porn do you consume? Like, because it's never been a problem in my relationship or any other relationships. It's never, ever, ever been a problem. I've never been with a woman that I've said, are forced to let's record a sex tape or let's watch. It's never been a problem. If you're dating me, you wouldn't even know that I like watch this stuff. You don't get to my place. And
when does it start becoming a problem?
Yeah.
It starts becoming a problem when you're chilling with mates. When you're yanking it out in a public toilet. When you're yanking it out in a car.
Oh, okay.
When you're yanking.
Wow, there's people that do that.
Yeah.
That's
people
crazy.
Who yanking out in the car, bro. Fuck, I swear some of the bolt drivers do. The smells in those cars. Horrible as hell.
Shit.
But, yeah, there's people who do that. Then it becomes a problem. When you're with a woman in front of you and she's got an amazing banging body that you like, I mean, the reason she's with you in your bedroom is the fact because you like her body and you can't get it up.
Yes.
Because
you need to see a video first.
Yes. Yeah, and I've told you about that, guys.
Your mind is so, oh, yes. Your friend had that experience. Yes. Your mind is so used to this fantasy of a woman has to be in high heels, a woman has to be able to perform a blowjob a certain way, a woman has to be, no, then you've got a serious problem.
But when did it become taboo, like porno? Like, oh, you can't talk about it. Oh, no, it's sacred.
Says who? It's not
because
taboo.
Everyone, like, it's something that people do in the dark, you know, in their privacy.
Yeah.
So no one does, like, no one is just like out there.
Like, how many ministers have been caught with porn on their laptops or watching child porn? Crazy shit like that.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
some celebrities.
Ministers, pastors.
Yeah.
Like,
so everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everybody's doing it.
But no one wants to own up.
But no one wants
that's
to own
the problem.
Up. It's like the whole thing. It's a multi-billion industry, but no one wants to own up that they watch
the billions.
Why?
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking. I mean, why?
Who's contributing to these billions? Because it's shamed upon. It's like, how dare you communicate your sexual interests and desires publicly? That shit is meant for your bedroom only. Why?
Who made up? Who made that up? Was it Mnaga?
Exactly. Who?
Mnaga came up with that.
Well, he was here to see.
You guys only have sex in the bedroom. You know, those are boring couples, right? It's like the bedroom is the only place for sex.
Wow.
No kitchen.
You
no
think
pool.
So? You think so?
Now that we're not shooting by your lapa.
Oh.
Yeah. What did Mnaga think of the episode?
And
he's mad at you too.
No. Mm. No. He's just like, y'all are crazy.
Yeah.
Like, this is just too much for him. So he's just like, whoa.
Dude, remember last week, speaking about numbers, remember last week we encouraged people to go take the Know Your Cash quiz.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, Know Your Cash.
Yes.
The website crashed.
It crashed?
Yeah, there was too much traffic.
Had it never crashed before?
Never.
And you know, they've advertised on radio stations.
Yeah, they were advertising with YFM for like a year.
And YFM couldn't get the app to crash.
No. One episode, we got it to crash.
Crash. Now it's Know Your Crash.
Oh, flip. They must get Nomuzi to be a brand ambassador. She knows her crashes very well.
Oh, man. Speaking about Know Your Cash, I got another game I want to play with you.
You've got another game?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, good. It's so funny.
I
want to
see which type of consumer are you. I got three types, né?
Oh.
And then you must tell me which one you are. Okay.
Okay.
Number one.
Yes.
Planned buying. Buying behavior that is based on planned activities and according to available disposable income.
Oh.
That's okay. Number one, right?
All right.
Number two, impulsive buying.
Mm.
Buying behavior that is spontaneous and therefore does not consider the budget constraints. Number three,
you only
last
once.
One.
YOLO.
Yeah. YOLO.
That's compulsive YOLO. Buying. Buying behavior that is based on an emotion and therefore does not consider the budget constraints. Which one are you guys?
That's like retail therapy.
Yeah, right? Retail therapy.
Which one are you guys like?
I'm number one.
I'm number one?
Ooh. Planned.
Oh, I'm yeah, you're a woman.
Oh, you're a mother. Yeah. You're a wife.
Yo.
Oh, nah,
I'm
nah.
just me. Just
I'm more.
Like, I've always been like that. Like, I like to plan.
Even before, ne?
Yeah.
Women are good with money, bro.
Yeah.
Women generally are good with money.
They don't know how to make it, but yeah.
We only see the 2%. What do you mean?
They're good with your money.
You don't remember the one who was sitting here? Mean they don't know how to make it.
Yay,
women
yay.
Know how to make
we
it.
We know how to make money.
I mean, they go
and we know how to eat it.
Yeah. I saw a tweet. So I was like, I'm sitting here in my office job thinking about how Tolly's making 90K a month.
Yes, exactly. Dog. People try to calculate, like, wait, need to reconsider.
Dog, you're making 90K. You're probably making like 20K in a 9-to-5 position.
Yeah.
She's making 90K from a 6-9 position. That's what they call that 6 position, right? 6-9.
Yeah. It's 6-9.
Crazy. Yeah. I think, though, I'm an impulsive buyer. Mm. It's what? It's planned?
No, it's spontaneous.
Spontaneous?
Mm.
And emotional, right?
No, planned, spontaneous, and emotional.
Impulsive.
Yes. Yeah, spontaneous, I think.
So you're impulsive buying.
Impulsive, like, I want to buy this now. Oh, yes, let's buy it.
Mm.
Just do it, right, without considering. Have you done this? Have you done X and Y and Z? Yeah. YOLO.
I used to be like you, but now I'm planned. Because, like, now I want to get back into gaming. So I'm saving up for a PC, a gaming PC.
Oh,
but before, I'd just... Hey, I want a gaming PC.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Because even me, as an impulsive buyer, it fucks up with the budget. And remember, we spoke about budgeting last week.
And we got kids.
Yes, thank you. So now you know that, okay, in my budget, either you're going to pay I mean, there's a debit order, or you're paying rent or bond, right? Number one, shelter, right?
Of course.
But, and then you think, okay, send money to Malaika, that's my daughter, and then take care of X and Y, groceries, all these other things.
I love debts, that name, Malaika.
Et cetera. Yeah, such a Malaika. Beautiful name.
That's a beautiful name. Yeah,
thank you, bro.
Sure.
Yeah, beautiful.
So if she comes home and she says, I want to be an OnlyFans daddy.
Yeah. Oh, so, oh, you want to rake the videos with me? I come through, my daughter. We'll rake the videos together. Yeah.
No, rate me, daddy.
Oh, rate you. Fuck. I'll give it 10 out of 10 for mathematics. Life orientation, yeah, but it's a useless subject. English is good. That's how I rate you. That's it.
Okay.
That's the only thing I'm rating, you know?
Mm. And then you see on some podcast with these two fuckers going deeper, deeper.
Then I'll say, your stepdaddy is letting you down. Because as a real daddy, I'm not going to allow that shit to happen.
Blame it on the daddy.
Blame it on Sipo. Sipo, what's going on? You know? But yeah. So I think as an impulsive buyer, it fucks up with your budgeting. Because now, you know what I mean? Like you, and also, no, actually, the other way around. If I budgeted more, it would fuck up with my impulsive buying habits, because
you'd have more money.
I've consciously drawn up a plan of money coming in and where it's allocated to, right? Debts, shelter, food, clothing, children. Then maybe I could be impulsive with whatever's left, but still there's savings, right?
Yeah.
And that still needs to be part of the budget.
Yeah.
So I think maybe I'll probably overcome that by budgeting more.
Yeah, and you, ghost lady, you said you are planned, ne?
I'm planned. Yeah. I'm planned.
Basically, you stick to your budget.
I like to. Or yes, don't I you have a budget?
Do you budget on your head?
You know
what?
I think automatically when money comes in, you just know that there's a portion that just leaves. That's already in savings. Mm. So you know that you have to live with that little that I'm left with to just take me through the month.
Mm.
That kind of...
You guys have savings?
I don't have savings. I said, bro. I want to have, like, you know...
I told you, I'm on 4,000 rand already.
Yeah, I still can't comprehend.
You budget 4,000 a month?
No, I said I've
saved. Coins. Remember,
yeah,
with the coins.
Oh, remember, yes.
The bottle of coins.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So by the end of the year, I should have like a good young 10K too.
Nice.
You know?
But anyway, make sure you check out Know Your Cash on social media. Don't go to their website. It's crashed.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So
yo,
is it still crashed website? Even now?
Yeah, it's still crashed.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Are they importing, IT technician. Fix it up. Come on, guys.
And their handle is at @know_your_cash.
Know Your
Instagram,
cash.
That's on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, yeah, check out the Instagram page. They've got a competition they're running. Then there's 10,000 rands up for grabs.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah,
on Instagram.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So, @know_your_cash.
Cash, yeah.
On all social media platforms.
Speaking about money, so I'm there at Midrand. You know the one with the big spa? Coswell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm there, and there's this car, man. It's approached me. I'm about to park. It's got a beautiful car. Fucking hell. I don't know much about cars, but it looks expensive. It's one of those where the doors go like this.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah.
Which one is that
one? The suicide doors.
Yeah, the suicide doors.
It's like the Rolls Royce doors. It's the one that open like this.
Oh.
Those are butterfly something. Those
Batman. It looked like a Batmobile.
Yeah.
A Batmobile.
Suicide doors are these ones.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? So yes. I thought the ones that go that lift up.
No, those are like something I forgot now.
Oh.
The one that... Gullwings. Thank you. Those are Gullwings.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So the guy's approaching me. He's about to park. I'm driving my father's Ridge. So I make sure I park at the end and then there. No one sees it.
No one sees you.
So I'm walking up and then I approach him. I'm like, fuck, man. I'd kill to have money like this.
Okay.
Like, this guy's got so much money. I approach him. I go past his window. Rolls down the window. He goes, Henda Marimini. Like, no ways. He's a fucking chiller.
Are you serious?
And guess what he does?
What?
He's an archaeologist.
What? An archaeologist?
Yes. He's a chiller.
Do you know what an archaeologist is?
No.
Yeah, Umuntu Abakhayo.
No, I.
The name says it. Umuntu Abakhayo. Archaeologist. Right?
Waka.
Waka. Waka. Archaeologist. That's where the name comes from. Waka.
At least I thought you Uzoti. He built an ark. Who know what?
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe it's a chiller.
No, it's actually the study of fossils. Yes.
Yes.
And archaeologists study. Yes, they actually study for fossils.
Let's see how much
like I know
making.
It's with bones and
No, Umtaka, it's architect.
Shit.
My bad. Architect. Yaka. Yes, archaeologists,
yes.
They dig deep.
They dig deep. Yes.
Into yes, wow. They fossils.
Fossils.
Like,
they find like goats into caves.
I want to
like,
see how much
the study of old
salary, yeah.
Yes, of old ancient cities that have been buried.
Yes.
Constantinople and them.
Uh-huh.
The average salary of an archaeologist is 500k a month.
Is that
France? Yeah.
Yo.
No one. And he's a chiller.
And he's a chiller. He's got all the time. You know, you can imagine you're bored, busy, you know?
Damn.
But you'd be surprised how many, like, chillers are, like, secret silent chillers.
Yeah.
Because obviously now, if you go on social media and you say you're a chiller, they'll attack you.
Yeah, yeah.
So
no
some
course.
Of the secret chillers.
Yes.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
Nah, man,
you know who's a secret chiller?
Who?
Well, he's not secret, but he hasn't come out yet. But he comments, he drops me WhatsApp every week.
Who?
CZ James.
How?
CZ!
Yeah, CZ!
I'm not a chiller. JR is a chiller and he's proud. He tweets, you know what I mean? Like, oh, great work. Or, oh, I love this interview. A lot of people, dog, a lot of people are chillers. And I can tell, even
it,
like.
It makes sense for CZ because he plays 7 songs in a row. I mean, what are you going to do? What else are you going to do?
I mean, you can clap a whole episode
you know?
Of podcast and chill before your next link.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm sure Wally, you're busy listening to those 7 songs. He's listening to podcasts.
Exactly.
Going to Black Friday as a bonus.
Man, and you even get content for your own show while you're at it.
Yes.
You can imagine how many people watch this, eh?
Yeah, you're saying?
No, I'm done. But I'm still like, there's a lot of people who are chillers. Like, you would never suspect them of being chillers. And you bump into, like, people in just normal, ordinary people, like your archaeologist. And they're like, hey, I'm like, oh, for real?
Guess who else? You dropped me a WhatsApp the other day. I was like, what? This is crazy. Mm. You're not going to get this. It's a politician. You're not going to get this one. Politician.
A politician.
Yeah.
No.
Which party?
EFF.
EFF.
Yeah.
All of them.
Malem.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. Like,
all of them.
I think all of them like are chillers.
All of them are chillers.
No, Mbuyisani Dlovu.
Yeah.
Mbuyisani Ngozi.
Ngozi.
Oh, Ngozi. Yeah.
Ngozi. Ngozi.
The People's Bay.
Yeah, the People's Bay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not surprised. Though.
I'm not surprised.
I can't know all my chillers' names, you know?
I have to struggle with some.
Nah, I'm not surprised, man. He's a cool gent.
Yeah, man.
And he's in touch. He's active on Twitter, so I'm not surprised.
Did you watch the EFF rally?
No, I just saw EFF trending. EFF kills people or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a paid thing because you're
no,
not
it's a paid thing.
Parties.
Yeah.
That sounds paid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What happened in the rally?
I saw Ricky Rick there. Major League was there.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, yeah. But he just wants vaccines.
They just want vaccines, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we all want vaccines, guys. Because as a country, as people, we've done our part. We were asked last year to not go to work, not open our businesses, to not consume our alcohol, to not go to our favorite clubs, to not meet up with our friends, to not meet up with our children, some of us, to not do all these things in order to allow government to set up hospitals, beef them up, build these things at Nasrec. They said they're going to build and all these things. Go out there, find money.
And get the vaccine.
Yes, find money. So when the vaccine is available.
The vaccine is there. But what EFF was saying is that it's now become a business transaction. So there are there's a lot of vaccines that are available.
Mm-hmm.
But Cyril is adamant on no, we have to use Johnson & Johnson.
But those are now contaminated.
Yeah.
AstraZeneca. That's the one from India, right?
Yeah.
There were problems with that one.
So that's what EFF is saying. Why can't we use the China one? Why can't we use this one?
There's BRICS nations, which is Russia is there, China is there, and they're there, right?
Sputnik.
Yes.
Sputnik.
Yes.
Sputnik is the vaccine.
Yeah. So you see, so they are making this a business transaction. It's like a tender.
Been. Yes. Because we keep buying the wrong things. J&J was, that's the one that had that's contaminated, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Exactly. Wait, Jiggy Jiggy found out that, okay, no, they've expired or the expired date has an issue, whatever,
America
whatever.
Just opened up and they've been on the Pfizer thing.
Yo.
I mean, I don't understand, guys. We've done our part. Their part is simple. Get people vaccinated.
What do you mean you don't understand? They want to get rich, dog. It's that simple.
Get vaccinated.
They're making money off our backs.
How do you sleep? Of our lives.
Of our lives, not even
of our backs. How do you sleep at night knowing you've child money that's supposed to save lives?
Nah.
Some of your comrades are dead because of COVID-19.
True.
It's nah, they're all vaccinated.
And look at
now.
It right now. We're currently
no, some
the
of them
third
passed
wave,
away because of COVID-19 related issues.
So you're saying
I'm saying we're currently in the third wave. Like, it's hectic. Like, the numbers have gone up. People are dying all over again. Like, the hospitals, it's just crazy.
And the vaccines are there.
Yeah.
And okay, and what I don't also get, the closing of alcohol, right? So they're going to close a place, the places that sell alcohol, like your shops. But when we get there, we are masked, and we never take the masks off in these shops because it's the law, right?
Yeah.
In the grocery store, basically. And then you walk out. But taverns are still open. And there, you get in with your mask. You remove your mask. As soon as you're in, people are smoking. People are kissing, people are drunk, people are sitting, bumping shoulders by the bar. How does that even make sense? To
Forget
me, sounds
they're
like
even talking
out of
to
solutions.
Each other's faces. It's not like there's no like social distancing.
It sounds like
at
they're
all.
Out of like they're out of plans.
True.
And you can't have a plan for COVID-19. Your only plan is to get people vaccinated, fully vaccinated with the proper vaccine. That's the only other plan. You can't wait it out. I mean, we're watching the Euro. Stadiums are full at the Euros, right? America is open up. Joe Biden tweeted.
Bro, isn't there anything we can do, bro? Like,
what can we do, bro?
I think the fear right now, you know, like I'm even thinking back to, for instance, you see, have you seen articles when they just talk about how congested hospitals are currently? It's back to that whole issue is that they are fully, like some people, even doctors have to choose which patient they're going to save, you know, like, so it's to the point where I sprained my ankle last week. I'm literally scared to go to hospital because I don't have to get an X-ray and everything because I'm like, hell no. What if I end up getting COVID, you know? So it's a very like, and it's like, it's back to the government. If this vaccination had been done and everyone is like, the population is, there's that herd immunity, we'd be in a better place right now. We'd be as like equally the same as America and all these other countries that have opened up.
My question is, how come our government is never accountable for anything?
Oh.
In terms of, we can all see the fuckery, but no one's doing anything. It's like
they're seeing each other's iPad. They are busy cheating.
Surely, between all of us in this room, surely there's something we can do, guys. Obviously, it won't make it much of a difference.
What can we do?
But that's what I'm asking. What can we do? Because there's no way they can keep getting away with this, guys. Like, think about it, dog.
What can we do?
People are dying, and these people are filling up their pockets, and we're just gonna do nothing.
The only thing we can do is. The only way of
relocate, go to New York.
No, I'm not leaving SA.
At this rate, country, I want to leave. I want to leave.
You see,
like,
that's sad.
SA.
Please, let's not leave. We're not different from those going to Australia and New Zealand to annoy the people that side because they're not even well received that side. We've got a voice.
Where
we
do
vote,
you think black Americans go at Christmas? I could well go home.
They go to the project.
No, guys, we've got a voice. We vote.
Oh, yeah.
We vote. And for me, hey, bro, it's just that's because when we sit at home, just vote. Even if it means voting for someone else who you... Because that's the thing, right? For me right now, no one is really has got me sold.
No, to be honest with you.
So I will just vote for a random party
yeah.
Just so that to equal the scales, do you get me? So that some parties don't win by a 2/3 majority and they decide to fuck up because they're so
complacent and relaxed.
I'm
straight up about that, right? Like, you know what? I would hate ANC to still be winning. If ANC wins, it must be like 40%.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe.
Let's start our own party.
Eh? For them to wake
up. Let's start our own party.
Oh, flip.
Why not?
Why not, guys?
We should try, huh?
Pretty great job for everyone who votes.
You see now, they'll say we're making our supporters drunk so they don't see us stealing the money.
Oh gosh, yeah, but
anyway. What happens when you become president? You know, the president of it's Ukraine, right? The president is at Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Please Google that. The president of Ukraine was a comedian. Okay. And he decided to run.
Yeah.
He decided to run.
And he won.
And then he won. Now, what happens when you win? Well, then you now, you can't really fucking give everybody grandeur. Yeah. You actually need to.
You have to be responsible for a country.
I think I'll do better than what these fuckers are doing.
Yeah, you think it's that easy not to steal?
Hmm. So who would you put, like, between us, where do you think I'd be good? Like, which
ministry?
Yeah, which ministry would you think I could be good at?
Whatever has to do with planning.
And budgeting. Some finance. And so, social affairs.
Yes, social affairs.
Or the what is it, the women development, you know?
Or the women and children. Yeah, I've got a soft spot for kids.
Yeah.
I love women. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I really care about them. Yeah,
definitely. President of Ukraine, you're right. President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Oh, you can pronounce it.
He used to be a comedian, that guy, you know that?
Yeah, and he won with 73% of the votes.
Because people in the Ukraine weren't just tweeting about load shedding or tweeting about their fucking problems and whatever. They actually took it to the ballots.
Wow.
They got angry enough to actually decide, we're going to change this shit.
Where's Donald Trump? What's going on with him, bro?
I don't know.
Hey, I miss that nigga, man. I miss Donald Trump, man. He made politics fun, man.
He made it fun, but he was still reckless.
But
he
was effing up, like,
you know
too
what I mean?
Much.
Like, he got people... Like, you'd say some inflammatory shit. So as much as it's entertaining, there were people who are actually feeling, you know, the consequences from people who decided to take action on what he said. You know, so as much as it's fun, but still dealing with people in real lives at the bottom.
Yeah.
So a politician like him is a bit, you know, you always want politicians to take action, but who stand for the right things. So I admire him for that, but he didn't stand really for the right things.
It was funny for the outsiders.
Let's be serious for a second. If you were president, what would you do?
No, fuck.
One thing that you'd do to change the country.
Bro, I don't know how the fuck it is to be a president, but I definitely want to work on the employment and the crime. Employment and the crime. I don't know how I'd go about it because I'm not president. I've never sat there. I've never thought about if I was president because that's never going to happen. But those are two main things I would focus on.
I'd make OnlyFans free rated.
Fuck, I thought you were serious when you said, let's be free. Let's be serious. Oh, yeah, fuck. No. The government will subsidize. Will subsidize all
your data
of OnlyFans. Thank you so much. We're going to subsidize OnlyFans.
And you go, lady, what would you
do? I think I'd implement, first and foremost, like, if anyone of my cabinet, like anybody in my cabinet, like, does something just shady or just like any fraudulent thing, like, yo, the repercussions from that are severe. So I want honest people around me, first and foremost.
So are you telling me if you're president, right? Because deep down in my heart, as much as it's messed up, but I believe it's the truth, that all president chow money.
No, true.
It's just that there's some who decide if there's $1 billion budget, they're going to chow just 200 million or not even, like 50 million, 10 million, right? Something small. Instead of $500 million. So are you telling me, because even you won't chow even a cent? Because according to what you say, if you do chow a cent, you now must also feel the wrath of the justice
system. In chowing, it's almost like we are rewarding ourselves after we've done the work.
Yes,
that's my chow.
That's how people should chow.
Yes. That's
do
my chow.
The proper work. Then reward yourself.
And then we'll reward. So it's like, you know, there are benefits of if you do anything, like whatever is put out there that we're going to do this, whatever you've said that you're going to achieve, you achieve. After that, I'll take care of you.
Oh, so you'll also chow. You'll just, only the ones who chow before the job is done. Or chow too much.
I chow later.
Fair enough.
After the job is
done. Thank you. That's so fucking realistic. And
I'd make
honest.
Sure that there's free Wi-Fi at every hood in the country.
No more lobola, free wives in every fucking hood, right? I love that. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Free Wi-Fi.
And then what happens?
It's a basic human right these days, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's Wi-Fi will give people access to information. The only difference between myself and you and someone in a village somewhere that's got no connection is we have access to
but
information.
I feel like a lot of people have access to information. You understand.
You're right.
Like, in, for instance, like you look like a data bundles. There's your R5 and can, you know, you're able to get some. You're able to log into the internet, do whatever you want. But people choose sometimes to just do things that will not actually help them.
Yeah, but let there
Only
be an option.
Porn, yeah.
Yeah, let there be an option.
All right.
Whatever you want to do, you want to do.
Okay.
But if we have free Wi-Fi in all the hoods, right, for example, then you don't need
It'll
to go to school.
Just scroll Black Twitter also.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You can choose whatever you want to do.
Okay.
But let there be an option for some guy out there who wants to study to build a car. Because you can learn that on YouTube.
Literally,
now.
You can learn how to drive.
You can learn anything on YouTube.
Well, 80% of it, till and the 20% you need to step into a car and actually put it into practice. You can learn a lot of basic life skills just from, I mean, I learned how to make a woman come from a book that I downloaded off the internet.
Oh.
I've shared that book before.
Okay.
Yes. Right? And it's worked wonders. So basic life skills you can just get from having that access. Because you're right, we do have access to like R5 data bundles and whatnot, but there are still people in this country who need to decide, am I buying airtime with the R10 or am I buying bread
okay.
and 2 tomatoes and an onion, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like when I'm producing and I want to do a certain sound and I don't know how to, I just go to YouTube quickly, learn.
The best way, people always say, Salt, teach me how to use Fruity Loops or teach me how to use Logic. And I said, just go on YouTube.
Yeah.
You learn. It was worse when I was starting. I just went to the help. Like when every program or even like there's got a help tab.
Yeah.
Right. And you just read up on things.
Yeah.
These days, you want to use different types of reverbs or compressions when mixing and mastering. Just go to fucking thingy.
When I started the podcast, I used to do Mash's job. Then I'll just go on Google and say, how do you do animation?
Literally.
Yeah. Oh, and then, oh, okay, green screen.
Yes.
Oh, okay,
yes,
cool.
Literally. Lighting.
So be careful, Mesh. I can take your job. Hey. Let's behave.
Mesh, I started there.
There's hope.
There's hope.
Even
you can
Mesh,
get a ghost
no,
one day.
Actually, funny enough, even Mesh, he was studying interior designing. And he dropped out, and now he's doing this, and literally this is self-taught. And
you were self-taught.
And 80% of that is from YouTube, right?
Yeah.
80%. So what you guys see on the podcast and everything is from a guy who learned from YouTube.
Shit, wasn't there an archaeologist or something? There's a gist
Uyaka.
Uyaka.
What God's is that? Archangel.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Engineering.
So you're an archaeologist?
Yeah.
No, different. Which engineering?
It's an archaeologist type.
No, not architect, though.
Civil.
I did polymer, which is part of chemical.
What the fuck? Who? What is that?
Poly.
Give him the mic there. What's it?
Polymer engineering, which is called plastic engineering.
Hey, man. You can make plastics.
Polymer.
Hey, engineer.
He sounds smart. How did you end up in this room? This nigga sounds smart.
Can you YouTube it?
You can't YouTube that. Can you YouTube it? You can't. Can someone just go on YouTube and become as good as...
You can YouTube classes of other universities. Yeah.
Exactly.
Crazy. Wow. So much knowledge
Tato,
out there.
Soccer player, what were you?
He learned how to kick a ball. Okay.
Oh, he's always been a content creator.
Yay.
Shout out to content creation, my dog. Hey, did you guys hear about
the
South African guys who stole like 51 billion from Bitcoin?
How? How did they do that?
What?
What?
Yeah, 51 billion. Two South African guys.
Jesus.
Yeah. They scam people. 51 billion.
Oh, they scam people.
Oh, yeah. They scam.
I'm here about to say, yo, shout out to them.
Let's call.
Kanti, they took other people's money.
Should scam Okoko. Those are, okay, I know who they targeted.
Ah, but Okoko are not big on Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. Should remember I was telling you about that Bitcoin channel?
My mom
channel.
Says she's big on Bitcoin.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you did. That YouTube channel on Bitcoin.
Hardcore crypto.
He's
a chiller. He's a chiller.
Yeah?
Yeah, let me call him. He'll tell us more about this.
So guys stole money. And I hear Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies have been crashing.
Yeah.
Like I hear that
it's going down now.
Yeah, just...
Yo, Gray.
Limiting.
Yes, sir.
What's happening, Gray?
Oh, good. And you, man?
Good, man. Congratulations.
Greg.
congratulations on your channel, bro. How many are you on? 100,000 yet?
Yeah, now it's 100,000 subscribers. I mean, it's just 1,000 to go, so I think we're almost there. And yeah, it means that Africa is really all in with cryptocurrency, so I'm really excited about it.
Ah, congratulations, man. Welcome to 100,000 gang.
Yay!
Yeah, 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 yeah. 100,000.
Wait, hold on.
Thank you, man.
Give me a second. I've got Soul and Ghost Lady here, so I want to make sure that they can hear you. Can they? Is the speaker on?
Yeah.
Can you hear them?
I can hear. Greg.
It's Gray. It's Gray. Not Greg.
Oh, it's Gray.
Gray.
Jeez, I'm playing Garrett Cliff here now.
How are you,
Sam?
Gray?
Sam and Mike and Mo. Sam, yo, what's up? What's up, Gray?
Hi, Gray.
Going, man, we have the party here in Istanbul. So if you guys wanna pull up, come through.
What's happening in Istanbul?
Istanbul, Turkey.
The party is going to be in Istanbul, so come through over here. It's fun.
Oh.
What party?
Dope. Istanbul, Turkey.
Turkey.
The 100K
Constantinople.
Party. Oh, you're having a 100K party in Turkey?
Yes, sir.
Damn. Wow. What kind of level is that? Which what? Level?
Bro, which one is this one?
We have ours in Maboneng.
Yeah. Like, what?
It's all the same, bro.
Bro, the reason why we're calling you, we want to find out about this 51 billion that these South Africans scammed out of people using Bitcoin. What's the story with that? Break it down for us, man.
50 billion.
Yeah, so it's very unfortunate that these kind of things keep happening again and again. But at the same time, we need to look at the facts. There's definitely a story that people's money have been stolen in the country, but it's not really $3.4 billion. Being reported, you know, those I'm in crypto like so deep for years, and I don't even know those guys existed. So, you know, they're controlling such a small market, and it's not true that it's $3.4 billion. I think it's 3.4 billion rand, maybe. But yeah, it's very unfortunate. I think there is a need.
Still a lot.
People really want to get into this stuff. They know there is money to be made, opportunities, and people are changing their lives, but they don't really know what to do it. So they go through some weird and scammy platforms, put their money in there. Sometimes it's because of greed also. They want quick returns, you know? But you have seen on my channel, like, it took me a long time for my gains to accumulate. You just say it's a long-term game, but people want to make it quick, so they end up losing money.
Sure. You got a question, so?
Yeah, okay. My brother, okay, so these people just basically got scammed. But what's happening now with, I mean, maybe there's someone out there who wants to invest or buy a portion of a Bitcoin, but yo, cryptocurrencies have been
crashing,
plummeting. They've been crashing. What's going on? Why?
Yeah. Look, man, in 2020, in March, when the lockdowns were just getting started, Bitcoin crashed to $3,000. And right now, is still at 30,000. It's 31,000 right now. So you could say it's been crashing, but look, nobody was complaining when it was pumping up. So it's just a normal market cycle. One asset that goes up by 200% a year on average, you know, I think it's normal that it has to also correct the way it's doing right now. Speaking of that, though, it's a big opportunity right now for new people to get in, because a lot of people get when it's too high, everybody's excited, the numbers are too high. Right now, it's crushed by half. And like Warren Buffett says, be greedy when others are fearful, and be fearful when others are greedy. So this is the right time to buy Bitcoin. In fact, I just bought $100,000 of Bitcoin myself last at 33. So, you know.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say when there's blood on the streets, buy property, right? Because that's when it's valued at its lowest. But isn't it because of China? Didn't China like ban some cryptocurrency activity in their country? And I mean, China's a big player economically, globally. Isn't that sounds permanent to me. Is it really going to rise up? Because I heard China banned some cryptocurrency stuff in their country.
Oh,
that's
a
big deal.
So they're banning miners. And for those who don't understand, miners are people who actually validate transactions on the Bitcoin network. So some portion of them are in China.
Oh, they banned China. Mining of crypto. Oh, so they did the opposite of Buster. They banned miners in their home. Buster 299 or whatever, 929. Okay, go on.
It's a good thing for Bitcoin, because a lot of people are complaining that a lot of Bitcoin mining is happening in China, which will eventually end up giving China control of Bitcoin. But now that they're banning miners, the mining will now be more distributed. At the same time, at every bullish market, China does something weird that affects the market a little bit and people overreact. But the truth is that China has nothing to do with Bitcoin. Whether they like it or not, Bitcoin will still exist. The more these guys dislike Bitcoin, they try to ban it, the more powerful it gains, and the more people are going to want it, and the higher the price will get over the long term.
And how much of a play is Elon Musk in this? Because when he tweets something, he's got the whole Bitcoin family like shaking.
Why?
You know what? Elon Musk, they invested $1.4 billion, his company Tesla, in Bitcoin. And he has a large influence, obviously.
Oh.
So the thing is, you still have a lot of people who follow Elon Musk religiously. They're not maybe traders or investors. They get the news and they react. And obviously, crypto is a small market. So the big traders take advantage of those kind of sentiments to also move the market and make money. But it's very insignificant. He has more sort of an appeal when it comes to Dogecoin, right? It's such a low cap coin controlled by a small number of people in terms of who is holding the Dogecoin. So that one seems to be to move a little bit more. But, his time is towards an end now. When he says something, it's not moving the market as much. People realize that he doesn't know enough about cryptocurrency.
All right. Great. Thank you so much. Congratulations on your channel once again, man.
Yeah, thank you, man. And, I just hope all the chillers get on into crypto, because this is, if you look into history, there's never been an opportunity, especially for Africans, that is permissionless, that we can all go in and have opportunity without any red tape or anything like that. This is the greatest opportunity of our time. It has never existed before. So I just hope that we all get into crypto in one way or another, not in the scammy way of investing and expecting big returns, but just have an exposure into it and learn about it, right? So my YouTube channel, Hardcore Crypto, is there for all of us for free. Get it, and then I make videos every day, documenting Bitcoin worldwide.
Okay, bro, so what is a practical return and a scammy return? So if two people come to me and I say I've got 10,000 rands or 20,000 rands, let's say 10, to invest in Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, what is a practical return and after how long? And what kind of numbers sound suspicious and scammy from like that 10,000? So there's one person saying you'll get 15,000 rands after 3 months from 10,000. And someone saying you'll get 300,000 after 2 weeks. What's practical? And when should I know when to run?
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, if somebody gives you a number of a return he will give to you, then you know it's bogus. It's a scam. Because nobody knows the future. So, and if you want to invest in Bitcoin, it shouldn't be coming from another person telling you how much returns you're going to make. Nobody knows. Another bad signal is that if you're going to invest in Bitcoin, you will be doing it yourself. You download the app, you set it all up, you deposit the funds, and you keep the coins in your wallet. But when it comes to someone telling you that you deposit the coin somewhere else or the money somewhere else, and they will trade for you, that's a red flag. So it's really as simple as buy the coins, give them in your wallet, and you just watch them there. And it might take you years. It might take you 2 years, 3 years to see some returns. Or it might take you months. Like for those who bought last year in March or April, right? They took their run from $3,000 all the way to $60,000 by 2021. So it just depends. There's no definite way of doing it.
All right, great. Thank you so much, man.
Awesome, man. All the best, guys. You're doing an incredible job.
Sweet, man.
Yeah.
I think we need a whole episode just on Bitcoin, bro.
So if anyone comes
to me
with numbers saying from this we'll get that, it's a scam.
It's a scam.
Because it's speculative.
Yeah.
Crazy. And the interesting thing, one of the coins you mentioned, Doge or whatever, Doge coin.
Yeah.
They were started as a joke. You know that? The founders decided they'll just joke because they didn't take the whole cryptocurrency and the speculation behind it and its value serious. And they started the whole thing and now it's actually like a serious coin.
Is it?
Crazy, yeah.
So you can just like start a coin.
And that's what I want to know. I should have asked them, but it's going to take so long. Like, how do you do it?
What do you do?
Well,
Anybody can do it.
So where's the value in the coin? How is it backed?
We can have a podcast money, and chill coin.
Yeah.
It's
Let's start it.
So we can have a podcast and chill coin?
Guys.
Instead of running for president,
we'll just coin it.
And it's backed by chillers.
Literally.
Yeah, and make
that
money.
That is crazy, man. Hey, it sounds shady, but...
Now you can have shares in the podcast somehow, you know, weird way or another, you know?
Yeah.
That's anyway. So nice.
Speaking about the podcast, it's time to announce the winners for the 200K competition.
Winners!
Yeah.
Which competition?
The 200K competition.
Those three...
SMS one, right?
Yeah. The SMS one.
Yeah. Awesome.
And the one had...
What are you saying, Mesh? Oh, I must record the screen. Yes, I'll screen record.
Yeah, we'll do that.
No problem. Let me screen record right now.
Yay.
So we had over... how many people do we have, bro? Over 6,000.
Oh, shit. That's just...
700 entries.
Ooh. Wow.
Cool.
So, wow.
So over 6,000 SMSs were sent.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, some of them, that's still a crazy number.
That's a crazy number.
So here we go. I'm screen recording. We're using an app. It's called Random UX. It's going to pick a random number between 1 and 6,793. That's how many
the
entries.
Number of entrants.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to look up here on my Excel sheet to see who
that number belongs to.
Cool. So you'll do the honors, ne?
Okay. Let me do the honors, Baba. And even though I'm a varsity dropout, I'm here doing honors when I haven't even done a basic degree.
Cool. Let me do the drum roll. Let me give you the drum roll.
Hey, kill his arm a little while. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. He doesn't know what the fuck I'm on about. He's a standard grade student in a high grade class.
I got a school.
That was funny. Doing the honors when I don't even have a degree.
Yeah, now when they say, give us your certificate, he gives you a placard.
I could have got headphones on. So when you
give
both
us
talk,
a first aid certificate.
When you both talk, I can't hear you.
Oh, shit.
Ah, nice so, one. So, nice, okay. Nice save.
Yeah. One by one. Yeah. And he still didn't hear you.
Hey, Tubulin Kune. Nice
fine.
Save.
Ah, wait. This fucking guy. Put on the headphones. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's do the numbers. Let's go.
How Kune?
Hey, Botin Kosle. This is all we're saying, son.
Hey.
Yeah, give us the number then. Yeah, you're saying Kosle.
And then he will not hear.
And then what happened?
Life was good.
Life was good. Nakatin. Give us the number, please.
The first number.
Yeah, what's the first number there?
The first number is 4,937.
4,937.
4,937. Yeah.
I'm waiting for the crash. 4,937. I'm waiting for the drum roll crash. It doesn't come. It's just
4,937.
4,937. Yeah.
4,937. Oh, you want to use the laptop now?
Listen carefully.
You want to use the laptop?
Keep on, listen carefully.
No, he misses his old employees. He keep on going on 947. He's like, 94. You said 947.
99.2.
My man.
There you go. Congratulations. Got it. Cool. So I got the number here.
Okay.
Number ending in?
It ends with 4928. So we'll give them
wow,
a call.
That's crazy.
We're gonna give
right?
them a call. Yeah.
What are the chances? 49 and eight. Hers also ends with 4928. Fucking crazy. Yeah. Oh.
Congratulations. So 4937 has won. Let me write here. The first prize, which was the
suit.
The suit.
Yes.
The suit. Nice.
The custom made suit.
Cool. Next. Oh. Let's go to next.
Next number. Give me the drum roll.
Oh, yes, yes,
next
yes,
number.
Sir.
Next number. Drum roll. My home address in Fosler is
1034.
Literally, I said at 1034.
Is it?
Yeah. Crazy. 1034.
1034.
It's 1,034.
1034. Got it.
There's a number.
The number ends with 6439. 6439.
Yes,
they win the Khabula Jean.
Oh, out in Khabul.
Khabula.
And now we're doing the sneakers, ne?
Yeah, the Batu.
Yes, let's do it. Let's go. Sneakers, oh, you need a drum roll. Let's go, my leader.
Drum roll! Let's go, my leader. The number is, for the Batu sneaker winner at SMS competition, 3949.
3949.
Okay. 3949.
3949.
There
we go. 3949. Got it. Congratulations. We will be in touch. The number ends with 0615.
0615.
They won the sneakers.
Mm.
Dope.
Yeah, man.
Lucky you.
We're going to run another competition. I'm thinking we give away a phone.
Oh,
dope. Not mine. It's got a sex tape on it. Which phone?
We'll see. I'm dope. Thinking we'll give it. What do you think, Ghostly?
Mm.
Would it be nice, ne?
It'll
nah,
be
let's
nice.
Give away a phone.
No, you know what?
Away.
Tell you what. If we can get this video on 10,000 likes,
wait.
We'll give away a phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
10,000 likes.
Smash the like button. I get every video.
Yeah,
video's
smash.
Button,
oh, these are 10,000 likes.
10,000 likes on this video.
All right, dope.
Okay.
Because we usually get about 7,000,
6,000
likes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, per video.
We need to upgrade.
So if you can get this to 10,000 likes, we'll give away a phone.
Nah,
because you can imagine, you know, when we actually premiere like at 3 p.m. Monday night,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
As you'd find that there is about 5,000 people listening to the show, 4,000, but yeah. The likes are still at like 1,000.
Nah, man, guys, tell people to like. My daughter will even like.
You can't be here at
the premiere. Yes.
That's why I call them Malaika.
Because we're like.
God, this one.
Malaika.
My daughter will even like.
We're like.
Before we leave, did you guys end up watching Black Mirror? Please tell me you watched it.
I did, bro. But that thing is like 1 hour, 40 minutes, a movie.
Yeah
it's a movie.
I got to like 50 minutes, but I did. I watched up to the part where. Goes to the safe house, but the bee, the electronic bee, was attached to the car.
Starting to get interesting.
Yeah.
So why did you stop? Why didn't you continue?
Time. Oh, I had to watch Jaws. Jaws is a thing.
Live.
Streaming live.
But it didn't,
so
it
I
didn't
stopped
happen.
And watched Jaws's thing.
But the live.
No, Jaws's thing happened this week.
Yeah, it did.
It did, yeah.
Okay, that's what.
Jaws's
okay.
After Chillers, it's called. It's
yeah, the After Chillers.
Thing. After Chillers.
After Chillers.
Yeah, I had to watch After Chillers. But I did watch a lot of it. I thought it was like a 40-minute thing.
But those bees were acting like flies, though.
So
it was like, it's hard to be say, I'm a bee. Huh?
No, they started off as bees.
Yes.
Just like social
flies.
Media started off as connecting us.
Yeah.
But the whole point of social media is to connect us.
Oh, dope. I see where you're going.
Yes.
Go on.
Yes.
I see. Oh, dope.
Then they started
the
to stink.
Yeah. Oh, bees.
And just full of shit.
Yeah. And they started to stink.
But anyway, okay, so we can't talk about it because you haven't watched the whole thing.
No, I'll watch it. Oh, you don't want to spoil it for Chillers?
No, I don't want to spoil it for Chillers. It's fine. We'll talk about it next week.
No, but let's break
talk
it
about
down
it now.
You spoke about it, you finished it,
yeah.
And I know half of it. Well, more than half of it. Let's break
okay.
it down.
Break it down.
Break
what
it
did
down
you think,
for us,
lady?
Bro?
Okay.
Because a lot of Chillers watched it.
Okay. Is it?
Yeah, no. Since you said
yeah,
you must, a lot of Chillers
it.
Watched
it.
Did Netflix crash?
To talk about
did
it.
Did Netflix
eh?
Crash?
I think Netflix is
no,
ready.
No, it just went up.
Ready.
It didn't crash
ready.
Like Bitcoin. It went up.
Yeah,
like
yeah
went
Netflix
up.
Already.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Mm. I from when I watched it, I was a bit confused. Mm. Like afterwards, I was like, okay. And then I watched it again. That's how I literally had to watch
okay.
it again.
Yeah.
So from my experience, right, it seemed like what happens is that these people at first is following a hashtag. Right.
Yes.
There's a hashtag that's being followed, and then at the end of the day, that hashtag is gonna kill you.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes.
A hashtag is gonna kill you because of all of you. You want to write on a hashtag.
Yes.
And feel like you are numbers and all, but it's
like
gonna kill you at
something.
The end.
Exactly.
Yes.
So now, what's happening with social media is that people go there and spew whatever they want to spew, but there's no actual. Physical repercussion.
Yeah.
So you get away with murder.
Murder. Yeah.
But imagine if you tweeted, "I wish Saul could die," and he actually dies.
But then one day, all of you who tweeted that hashtag, you all end up dying.
So what they're saying about that is that it's not like if you check on social media, it's not really about who's trending on the day.
Mm.
It's a movement of okay, cool. Who are we shitting on?
Exactly. Mm.
So if it's your day, then people would shit on you, right? Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow it's someone else's day, they shit on that person.
Yeah.
And then so forth. But it's nice when you're not the one
Once.
Who's being shitted on.
Yes. Yeah.
So when Ivilile Chiga, and it's your day to train.
Yeah.
That's
whoever used that hashtag. If you use that hashtag.
So right now, right? Mm. Black Twitter, everybody goes on there and they shit on all these celebs and everyone because it's not about them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go there and you mnandi.
You don't give a fuck what happens to them.
Exactly. But wait until the trend is about you.
It's your turn.
It's your turn.
Then that herd thinking, that herd mentality
in your doorstep
comes rushing in
to your doorstep.
Your door.
Yes.
When someone goes, whoever used the hashtag, you could just be there in your bedroom doing nothing. You are bored. Aha. It's coming for you.
So then, it's just like us. Remember there was someone who put up that that thing when we were trending, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the first person, if we found out who the first person was, and then we shared on them and made them trend.
And highlighted their areas.
And highlighted their areas.
Yes.
How would that then feel?
Exactly.
Right? And also, if you look at a lot of the, well, some of the victims there, it's not like they were, they murdered someone. The one girl, okay, yeah, she was acting like she's taking a piss by some war monument.
Yes,
I mean, that's not a crime that you deserve to die for.
Yeah.
And the other one is Tusk, the artist who told the kid who was emulating him that, "Aye, dude, you're actually whack.
You're whack,
what you're doing is bad." And people are like, she's just a kid. Have some class.
Have some
just
mercy.
A kid. Have some class, right? But I mean, he didn't deserve to die for that. So he was also telling the truth. Sometimes people are not ready for the truth.
For the truth.
Do you get me? And I'm not trying to like
justify.
It's just from it's just from that episode. Sometimes people die for shit that is like they lose jobs at work, right? For shit that is really not even that hectic.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they acted like they were pissing next to a statue, let's say, of Mandela at Mandela Square. Mm-hmm. Right?
If you think about it now,
cancelled.
If you think about it now, social media is used as a weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah, so it's also abuse of power.
Yeah.
We can say it's abuse of power. Social media, abuse of power. Because some things people are getting crucified for, it's not really worth a crucifixion.
And it's a collective. What I've seen, it's a collective of people. Like in high school, the cool kids determine who must get shared on that day.
Uh-huh. Like I
like
said,
who must
herd,
train that day.
Herd mentality.
But
take those people individually, put them in a silo on the side alone and say, what were you saying? They won't stand.
They won't stand for it.
And say, hey, because when they're shouting as a voice, it's like 10,000 people, it's a lot. But put them side by side, they're not going to say shit.
But here's what's crazy.
To retweet them.
Here's what's crazy. I think eventually they're going to end up dragging each other. Because there's only so many celebrities in the country you can drag.
Yeah, it's only so many targets, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're going to run out of targets.
They're going to run out of targets,
and eventually they're going to start now.
They'll start eating themselves.
Yeah.
From inside.
Yeah.
Feeding
and
on
it'll hurt.
Yeah.
It'll hurt.
Because I always want to feed on something.
Dude, I remember when I first trended. I don't know about you, because I'd never trended before that whole homophobic thing.
Yeah.
It was the first time. I was like, fuck, what's going on? Which one is this one? Hey. And then you realize that actually that shit doesn't exist. Because like, if you go on Twitter, right, and you search my name, you'll think I'm probably the most hated person in the country.
Hated in the nation.
In the nation,
Hated
in the nation, right?
Hated in the nation. It was about you.
But I've never met a person who has come up to me and told me they don't like the show.
Wow.
Like all those tweets that people say, I've never met a single person.
Yeah.
A single person who's like, yo, dude, your show's trash. Yeah. I don't like it. Every single person I meet is like, yo, dude, I love your shit.
Wow.
It's dope. Keep doing what you're doing. So I'm like, all these people, where are they?
Exactly.
It's louder on social media.
It's louder.
Yeah.
It's like there's a particular red party that always wins elections on Twitter, but in reality,
they don't.
It's louder on Twitter.
It's louder on Twitter.
It's louder on Twitter.
Oh, shit, this shit doesn't
exist.
Because
the grannies are not on Twitter. That's why.
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. And if you watch the Black Mirror, the lady who, she's like, no, everybody was just tweeting that they don't like that person. And then that person ended up dying.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, but everyone was tweeting it, so I thought I should tweet it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what happens.
Herd mentality.
Herd
you don't
mentality.
Know why you're doing it. You don't know the ramifications of you doing it and you as a number contributing to this person, and you don't stand for anything. Like, and it's shit that you wouldn't do if you didn't see it trending.
Yes.
It's not shit you truly believe
it's
in.
It's when you lose the essence of knowing
of
that
gang.
Person is also a human being.
Mm.
Thank you.
Mm.
People must grow spines and backbones.
Yeah.
So much for trying to achieve herd immunity, and then they are just here on Twitter trying. Yeah, rubbish.
Everybody's affected except
fuckers.
But the one who feels it the COVID, most is the, yeah, is, yeah. Am I missing a lot of jokes?
The target. No, you don't miss jokes.
Let me take off these headphones.
They used to be on radio. Headphones, you do shows with headphones.
How? Yeah. Exactly.
Fine, man. Yeah. You're not missing jokes.
If Mashabela loves you.
Is it ready? You're ready to press.
How many did I miss today? Because I'm always missing jokes.
No, you didn't miss many.
4 or 5.
You're good.
Yeah.
Ash, I gotta watch the episode.
Yeah, Vendor was missing a 4 or 5. Parktown vendors. Parktown vendors.
And that's why we don't have a sex tape.
4 or 5.
All right, so it's time to chat to our chillers, man.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
please.
We haven't spoken to our chillers in a minute,
bro.
Nice.
So during the week, we sent out a link to our members and Patreons for us to join us on this episode.
Oh, dope.
Okay, let's go to the Zoom link, see who we got. All right, let's see. Hey, Fungi Chana.
What's up? What's up?
What's happening, brother?
What's up, what's up? Chilling, man.
Where's
just
Fungi from?
Hanging in this COVID situation, so.
Where are you from, bro?
You know how it is. Zimbabwe, Harare.
Hey!
Oh, Harare!
All the way from
Hey!
Bro. Yeah, exactly. You got that right, but Harare province.
Do you guys get mad when we make fun of the Zim dollar?
Of the Zim dollar?
Mm.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't get mad.
No. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Did you get mad? Who got mad?
No, I was just asking because we're always taking jabs at the Zim dollar.
Truth is, there's some people from Zim who are laughing.
Yeah.
You know, with the Harare.
In fact, they're actually the ones
Zim
who
dollar.
Got the joke. The Zim
yes,
dollar
the ones
joke.
Who got the joke. Wabulawayo.
Yeah.
That run of jokes. That was funny. Yeah, they love it.
So, what's your question, bro? We're taking questions. Hit us up. Hit us up.
International chiller.
Yeah, so. At the level that you guys are on now, like with the podcast,
yeah,
big salute to you guys. I started watching you from I think more than a year ago.
Nice.
So I wanted to ask, like, when you walk in public, right? Aren't you guys like scared that someone is going to come at you? Like, for example, So is always jabbing people, like
throwing at people, yeah,
throwing funny, but. How is the relationship like?
Oh, I see.
Because now you're at a level where you're like, you guys are like a hardcore raw version of Charlemagne. So Charlemagne can go hardcore with people.
No, I get it. I think what he says is what we say on this show will be heard, definitely, and people maybe will take offense. But I feel like...
For me, lucky enough, I'm never in the spaces of the people we talk about.
Yeah,
so I've never met anyone that we've spoken about.
Actually, you have been in those spaces, like you've said, they just can't come out to you.
Where? Which space?
No. No, I'm just saying the people who.
Like, have you met Boiti since you said what you
no,
said?
No, I've never
her.
Met Boiti since.
Oh, you haven't.
I haven't. That's what I'm saying. I'm not in those spaces.
Oh,
and none of us are in those celebrity
and
spaces.
Ghost Lady, I think, is the safest one.
Yeah, I was. In fact,
safe.
I wanted to answer the question. I was like, well, for me, I know Shem.
She can be the
last
one. No
one knows me. Exactly.
With all these celebrities.
For all you know, they love me. They think I'm their best friend. Gandhi.
Yeah.
No, bro, I think.
And how does.
Okay.
Continue.
Before your next question. To answer your question, your previous one, with me, for example, I'm also not in those spaces, but even if I was, which celebrity would feel like I was personal when I said whatever I said about them? Dira and his Joe, for example, he'll probably laugh at it or be not cool with me, but I don't think it warrants...
Yo, these are all the notifications of people joining the room. How do you...
Wow.
How do you make it quiet?
Accept.
Yeah.
How do you make it quiet? How do you
just you can unmute. You can unmute people if you can.
No, I'm saying I wanna when it goes tooting, I wanna turn that sound off.
Oh, tooting,
tooting. Oh, that's your notification.
Yeah, let's go to settings. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Continue, Saul.
Yeah, but to sum it up, basically, I don't think these guys take it personal because it's not personal. It's not me. Like, it's not personal. Mm. Like, for example,
it's just banter, guys.
It's banter. Like that whole thing, Cherokee Diaz from I'll quote last week because it's fresh in my mind.
Yeah.
MacGyver saying, oh, Blackover is like the Cherokee Diaz of the porn industry. I'm like, oh, he's fond of slaps. I don't think when I see Black Coffee, he'll slap me for that.
You'd never know.
You know what I mean? No, I don't think so. It's better,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah,
it's not personal. Or saying, Tira's jaw is the most funniest jaws after
Malumu ya Luman. Just remember.
I don't think Malumu's on Luma for that. Right? I don't think there'll be a looming attack on the horizons. No, for real. So a lot of times it's banter. It's not personal, and it's not shit that is harmful to their brands in a certain way. Do you get me? So I think also you got to be smart about it. And even other podcasters, you got to, I mean, there's shit you can make fun of, and there's shit you can't make fun of, you know? And it's just...
Facts.
Yeah, so I don't think we've been harmful.
We got to put you in the waiting room and see who else is next. Let's go to Cindy Swa. Yeah,
waiting room.
I don't know how to turn that sound.
We're spitler mode.
I don't know how to turn off that sound, bro. Askies.
Yeah. It sounds like
the notification sound that someone is joining in.
Okay, Linde Lalumbe.
Lalumbe.
Linde Where Lalumbe. Is she or he from?
Lalumbe.
Okay, so we got Smooth. Yo, Smooter.
Yo, Smoo.
Hey, Smoo.
What up, gents?
How are you, my brother?
It's a Smoo.
No, all good, my brother.
Smoo, lapi.
Good, man. Where you from, Smooter?
Roryport, Strubens Valley, my brother.
Thank God.
Strubens Valley. Oh. I see Strubens Valley.
Yeah.
But where's your current location?
Roryport, Strubens Valley.
But we asked for international chillers.
How? Hey, ghost lady, why are you discriminating?
Oh yeah, you are right. Hey, Smooth.
Discriminating.
How? Yeah. When's I need a Smooth?
Hey, my leader. So, what's your question?
Oh, am I supposed to have a question?
Yes.
No. Yes, my brother.
Okay, my brothers. Hey, only one question. And why are we cut off from the Patreon things, even though we are members?
Hey. It's the same. If you're a member in Patreon, it's the same thing. So, for example, you got this link via the membership, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing on Patreon. It's the
so
same
you
thing.
Get the same content. Whatever content you're seeing as a member,
it's
Patrons
the same
are
on
seeing.
Patreon.
So,
Danko. Okay. Yeah. I know. Then
6 to 9.
I'm good.
Thank you for the subscription, my brother.
Hola, hola,
thanks, my brother.
You keep the lights on, my brother. Smooter.
Keep up the good work, my boys. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Smoo. We need friends
thank
like
you. Thank you, Smoo.
Hi, Latoya. How are you?
Hey, Latoya.
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Great, man. Tilly, turn on your camera.
Yes, please turn on the camera.
I just literally woke up, so I can't turn on my camera. Like, I'm a mess.
I love women who just woke up.
I'm in Pennsylvania, so for me, it's only 8:46.
Hey, shout out to Pennsylvania, man.
Pennsylvania.
How's the pandemic that side? How's the corona that side?
Gone.
To be honest, it's almost as if it's gone away. Some stores actually.
Our president, our leaders.
We're still on fucking level 3 now. Wave 3.
Crazy pencil.
Our iPad owners.
Something, right? When I go to the grocery store, the grocery store that I shop at, they actually have a sign that says if you've been fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. So,
and everybody is fully vaccinated, right?
Well, honestly, yes. Technically... I guess like there's a big percentage of people who have. The ones who have not, it's because of, you know, it's just their choice. It's their personal choice. They don't trust the science behind it.
Yes, conspiracy theorists.
I got vaccinated 2 or 3 months ago.
What?
And let me tell you something. When I got my second shot, I regretted it. I felt like I was going to die.
Why?
Jesus, why?
The side effects of it, they were horrible.
Oh, for real?
Oh, damn. These side effects. God.
So, ghost lady, if you've ever given birth, it's worse than that.
No way.
You know, you lie. You can't compare it to a
vagina.
Huh?
That's
I swear to God, like I literally felt like my bones were rubbing against each other.
Hey.
I was cold. And then hot, and then I was suffocating, and I couldn't get up. Sitting on the toilet seat to actually urinate was
I had an easy birth, even.
The seat is cold. And it was just a nightmare. It was really, really bad.
How many kids do you have?
I have one. I have a son.
Is it?
Natural birth.
Yes, yeah, natural. Wow. All natural.
Wow. So literally, so the experience of bringing your son to earth was almost the same as you enduring the vaccine.
So I can, maybe it's because my son is 13, so I can't really, you know, it's not like I've just had those pains, but I felt like labor pains were nothing compared to what I went through when I got my second shot. Wow. The first shot wasn't bad. It was just, you know, my arm hurt. My left side where, no, actually my right side where I got the shot hurt. But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't really anything. The second shot, I couldn't get up for 2 days. Mm. Luckily, I got it on a Friday, so I didn't have to go to work on the weekend.
Yeah.
But it lasted throughout the weekend into Monday. Monday was somewhat better. I could get up, but it was really torturous. It was so painful.
Which vaccine is this, actually?
Which vaccine?
So I got Moderna. But here's the crazy part, though. I know somebody else who had Moderna, and they didn't experience what I experienced. Mm. They just had, you know, just the normal, your arm hurting, swelling. That's it. But
they didn't have problem with getting up. I think if you took the Pfizer vaccine, you wouldn't have a problem with getting up.
Well,
because it'll rise to the occasion.
That's more appropriate if you say that to a guy. I don't know, it doesn't apply to me. I could literally not get up and still do the job, so it really doesn't matter.
Latoya, how did you become a chiller, man?
Oh, yeah.
So, during the pandemic, I got into the whole YouTube thing because I ran out of things to watch on Netflix. Mm. So I started watching YouTube.
Oh.
And then, I don't know, I think I got... I don't know if you guys are okay with mentioning other YouTubers.
Yeah, of course.
No problem.
Wolf family.
Okay.
As long as...
So I was watching Owami.
Oh, yes.
And
oh, Owami, we've had her. And,
oh, my God. She's so funny. She's so funny. So, and then you guys' video popped up after hers. And the first video I saw was... Who was it? I think it was either Kelly Kumalo's interview or Jackie Pamose.
Ah,
one of them. Yes.
Scandalous.
Yeah, and then the other one that actually got me intrigued was an old video of an interview you did with DJ Smoo.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So and then I started watching and then you kept talking about you were fired here, you were broken. I felt bad for you. Honestly,
half
the time I watched is because I was feeling so bad. I was like, oh my God, this guy, I know where you've been. I've been fired too. So yeah, but
where were you fired? Where were you fired?
Celebrity subscription. Charity subscription.
I'm not gonna mention the company, but back then, SA, I'm South African, so.
Oh, you're South African.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention them. I don't think they deserve my...
Why did you get fired? Were you watching porn? What is going on?
No, hell no.
I've gotten fired for
that. I had an attitude. So I felt like I was... Because I was the youngest person in the company and I was the only black female.
Mm.
So I felt like I was being attacked and I was being, you know... I was being irritated because I was the youngest. So I started, you know, giving back attitude and, yeah, I was fired.
And what do you do now?
I'm sorry?
What do you do now? What are you doing now?
I'm a nurse.
Oh.
You are?
Yeah.
A nurse.
How long have you been in the U.S. for?
Almost 8 years now.
Wow. Yeah. I can pick up the accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear the South African, but it's also very...
Yeah, it's South African-American.
Foreignish now,
yeah.
How are the American guys that side?
It's losing home.
Yes, it's been almost 9 years now, but I'm Isakulu Manje. I still...
Hey! Who's better in bed? Who's better in bed? South African guys or American guys? Because we get a lot of flack for being bad.
Oh, South African guys, but I'm not with the South African, you know. So I'm still in the African range, but yeah, no. Africans
are... Oh, you're still smashing Africans.
I'm not smashing. Hello. It's more serious than that.
She's married.
Oh, you're married.
Oh, you're married.
Yes.
Oh, you're still smashing African. You're still smashing African.
Oh, you're in a committed relationship.
Yes, Ghosty, yes.
Oh, sweet.
Is so, he in a committed relationship? That's a good question.
So it's okay. I know you're trying to flirt with me, dude. So. Yay! I'm joking. So like, I saw you. I think I thought you could be open. It's so beautiful.
I'm listening, Latoya. Yeah, what's your question?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, any updates on the Trevor situation?
Not as yet, actually, but hopefully one day. Don't you know I'm going to his office there?
Go to New York.
Go to New York.
Pennsylvania. Go to New York.
New York. No, it's, I'm not, I don't like New York like that. But I do know somebody who, I actually mentioned this to them, and my man was like, oh, dude, just stop. Like, you're being too extra now. I said to this person who works somewhere around that area where Trevor is.
Yeah.
I said to them, if you ever run into him, please just tell him just to respond to McGee. Just ask him that one thing.
You see, we need a lot of people like you.
He doesn't need to do the interview if he doesn't want to. Just respond. That's all I'm looking for. Yeah. Respond.
Thank you.
But we'll get him, man. We'll get him. I think we'll get him one
day. Yeah, hopefully. But you guys, I really enjoy your show. Oh, my God. I love And Ghosty, I love the fact that you're just remaining Ghosty.
Thank you.
You know, honestly, when you guys had the brunch, I was looking at the females in the pictures. I'm like, okay, who could it be? But then I thought, you know what? Not knowing is better than knowing. I kind of like the. You know,
she wasn't even there.
Thank
she
you.
She was not there. She didn't even set foot. She was never there.
I am there, but not there.
She was there in spirit.
You Latoya, know? Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, Latoya.
All right. Latoya. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Anyway, we're out of here. Ghost Lady, what do you want to say, man?
Peace, love, and happiness. Yes. Love.
What do you want to say? Like,
love you, chillers, from the bottom of my heart. Yo. Shout out to you guys, you know.
Like, oh, we say we love chillers today?
Oh. I love you guys, man.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
Because they've showed you love so
yeah
much.
With all my weirdness
you've never actually like gotten hate right
with all my weirdness
shit I must actually read you an email I got from
and
the
even
chiller.
If I do shit he transfer it so it's fine you know
they protect you
yeah I'm like SOS is big cause I do all this shit hoping to train and this motherfucker train.
It's never son. Eh?
It's never it's only so out.
No.
That was big vendor.
It's for the team. You do it for the team, Saul. You do it for the team.
You know.
That's funny.
Jawai and Jawal.
Hey.
I got an email. Hey, Mac G. This is Dumela from The Vile. Been an avid follower of your work since YFM days. And I want to firstly thank you for choosing Saul, S-O-L, to be your co-host.
Okay.
Best decision ever made.
Nice.
I respect your guys' work, Ghost Lady included. Please go in and don't listen to the hate because the black-owned media space is shrinking. It is bad. Kai FM had to get rid of Greg, and Given is doing everything he can to ensure that he gets money from his advertisers. Oh. YFM is confused. You guys are the future. And in a few years, you'll be the highest, you'll be the biggest black-owned network.
Oh.
Blessings.
Wow.
Blessings. We receive.
We receive. Thank
we receive,
you,
Papa.
Who's receiving? Big vendor as well. That was funny,
though. This is the Big Vendor and SOL show.
Hey, we out here, man. Podcast and chill. Dope. But yeah, we'll be back next week. Make sure you check out Grandeur, available at Take a Lot.
Yeah.
Great Dane. I mentioned Great Dane, eh?
Yes, you
great
did.
Dane.
You where else?
Great
you Dane. Need to you give us a list Dane. Of everywhere.
Topswing, Roslyn, Sosha Ngove, Clayville, Take a Lot.
Dope.
Great Dane.
Blessings,
Great Dane,
man.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Brumfontein.
Daruma.
Taruma, hang out by Shimza's place.
Dope.
Do we still have shirts in Newtown, by the way?
Till the 30th.
Till the 30th.
Yeah, so yeah, we still do because this rich. Will play tomorrow on Monday. Yeah.
The 30th of June.
The 30th, yeah.
Sweet.
All right, cool. We out of here. Podcast and chill.
Boom!
Big Vendor, SOL, signing out.
Boom!
Make sure you support the channel by joining our Patreon page for exclusive content, behind-the-scenes content, and a whole lot more.